This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
But when you came into the class, you gave that long speech and you said people were saying we was dumb. Who said that?
Okay.
You see a star in this. You know I brought 100 black cars in this.
Megan Thee Stallion is taking a break. Hot off of pulling double duty as host and musical guest of Saturday Night Live this past weekend, the original hottie announced she needs some time to recover. Meg posted a tweet Friday night to 7.6 million followers stating, "Hotties, I'm really sorry, but after SNL, I really gotta take a break. I'm so tired physically and emotionally." And it seems like some took advantage of Meg being in New York last week. TMZ is reporting that the rapper's Los Angeles home was broken into and that more than $300,000 worth of personal property was stolen. Meg, I saw you on SNL and you killed it. Rest up, we hope they catch those people that stole from you, and we're all anticipating your return.
No bad blood here, Jelena stans can finally exhale. Selena Gomez and her ex's wife, Hailey Bieber, snapped a pic together at the Academy Museum, putting any feud rumors to rest. Tyrell Hampton posted the pics of his date, Hailey, with Justin's ex, Selena, on his IG over the weekend. This is on the heels of Hailey's buzzworthy interview on Spotify's Call Her Daddy podcast.
When him and I ever started, like, hooking up or, like, anything of that sort, he was not ever in a relationship, ever, at any point. Like, I can say, period, point blank, I was never with him when he was in a relationship with anybody.
Now that that's taken care of, let's focus on the music. How about dropping some bops for us, Selena?
It's on for BTS's Time in the Military. And we have the story with Billboard News. There's been lots of debate about how and if pop supergroup BTS will serve in South Korea, as expected of men in the country of a certain age. Well, it's now confirmed each of the members is going to face mandatory national service, though timing will vary by person. First up, Jin.
Ain't no other that could sweep you up like a rubber.
Big Hit said in a statement, Jin will initiate the process as soon as his schedule for his solo release is concluded at the end of October. Well, we look forward to new music from Mr. Worldwide Handsome, but what's that say about the group's future? Big Hit added the group will reconvene around 2025 after their respective drafts are over. J-Hope stated that the group is in a stage where we need your trust. We trust you always, and ARMY will be right here when you return. Miss you already. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News.